Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book. That book has won 5 international awards, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. 120,000 copies sold. Check it out, folks. Ravi Hutitsingh is here, one of the most interesting men I've met, people I've met in a long time. We're enjoying having him on the show. He's the founder of Ravi Unites Schools. RaviUnites.com is the website. Ravi, tell the audience what you do.
Okay, so, you know, primarily my main business is keynote speaking. So I'm a keynote speaker for corporations and for education, and my theme is to help people and companies and industries pivot. How do we pivot for the new generation? How do we pivot for an age of AI and globalization? Now, that feeds into the fact that I believe that our identities, because of technology, are going to be redefined by our culture. And I believe that culture has a rising importance in our lives because we all have to be global citizens. And in order to be successful global citizens, we have to be culturally competent. And that gets into the work that I do in two things. You mentioned Ravi Unites Schools. Ravi Unites Schools is a network that I created. I have over 150 schools, kindergarten through 12th grade schools, now starting to get university schools involved around the world. And I host online interactions that are student generated from one classroom to another. And the classes talk to each other and get to realize that they all have much more in common than they have differences. And my whole point of this is that, you know, if we could get, and to use an extreme, if we could get young Palestinians and young Israelis to talk to each other and recognize that they could learn to love each other organically and naturally before we teach them how to hate each other.
Yeah.
I believe world peace is possible if we can start. Can I
recommend you do something for your if I could be
Please.
So presumptuous. See what you're saying right now, I completely believe. I'm 100% bought in. But I'd like to also encourage you to use the same thought for small business owners. See, I believe if we can get a small business owner in Kabul to do business with a small business owner in Kankakee, we could solve a lot of the world's problems. I believe what's good for small business is good for the world, Ravi. We're planted in the ground.
Absolutely.
We don't hate people. We love people. You don't have to regulate a small business owner to take care of their employees. We love our employees. We adopt our employees. That kind of attitude, that Main Street attitude, people who are planted in the ground. If we could get that as part of what you're talking about with the children, we could get both of those together. We could knock people like Putin and the dummies out there that are in the way. We get them off the map.
Well, I mean, what you're talking about, I totally agree. I think it's a great idea to do it in small business. And the other way that I do this is the cultural diplomacy work that I do on behalf of the State Department. It goes back to my music, where I create songwriting workshops around the world that bring together people from traditionally opposed cultures and religions.
Yep.
So I launched it in Jakarta, Indonesia in 2016, right? The world's largest Muslim population, median age
wow.
is only 23. Very young.
You took rock and roll to Muslims? Wow.
Absolutely. And not only that, Jim, what was amazing in this project was that I had Christians, Buddhists, and Sharia law Muslims together for 2 weeks in a room writing songs
wow.
together. And to this day, 3 years later, they are still engaged with each
wow.
other. They write songs together. They are best of friends. So the program was successful. The next year, I went into Iraq, and I did it with Iraqis and Kurds. Again, two civilizations that have been fighting each other forever. After that, I went to Lebanon, did it with Syrians and Lebanese.
Right.
And next year, I'm doing it here in Chile with the indigenous Indians and the non-indigenous.
See, what you've shown these people, you've helped them discover, is that there's much more that we have in common than we have not in common. And this is, and I just keep coming back to the small business thing. I didn't really know this for a fact until I started traveling outside the United States, and talking and going to going to places Brazil and Italy and Sweden and Copenhagen and England, going to places like that in France, talking to small business owners and finding out that they are exactly like the small business owners I know back home. They have the same concerns, the same challenges, and the same values. It's astonishing.
No, you're absolutely right. And the beauty, the beauty of what you said is that you said to me that I'm showing them this. The beauty of it is that I'm actually not. I'm creating
you're
the opportunity
it. You're
for
helping them
to
see
it,
though.
Other.
You're the catalyst.
That's
what you are. You're a catalyst with a capital C.
That's right, and I'm a facilitator, and that's what I try to tell every educator and classroom educator out there is be a facilitator, because peer-to-peer learning, the kids want to learn. They're curious.
Yeah.
Let them explore each other. They will quickly discover that they have more in common, and then they will genuinely, organically, naturally become curious about their differences and learn from each other. It's fantastic. I watch it. I see this happen all the time, whether I'm doing it in the middle of Iraq or whether I'm doing it online through the Ravi Knight Schools.
The only thing, and if I'm being a little presumptuous here. If I could presume anything in what you're doing, and I hope you're doing it, you probably are, bring the marketplace into it. The marketplace is a beautiful organism that does lift people out of poverty. And
I think you're absolutely right.
Can you hang out? Can you stay a little one more?
Absolutely.
Ravi Putit Singh, ladies and gentlemen, RaviUnites.com. Check out that website, folks. Hey, Ravi, can they donate? Can they contribute to your work?
We can always use the support and certainly the people talking about it.
Right.
You know,
hold on to that thought. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.